Good morning, Daddy. How are you?
I'm good, Elaine. How about you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
Has anything new been happening on the call?
Has arrived.
Proceeding along with our vital balance.
Uh-huh.
Has arrived.
Good morning. Did someone else join Elaine and I?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you have snow, Betty.
Oh, yes.
Lucky you.
Oh, boy, yes. We have snow.
A lot?
At least 5 inches.
Oh, my.
Didn't you get that much, Nancy?
Actually, we got none.
Oh, wow!
I know. I was going to say we missed it, but actually the better way of saying it is it missed us. We didn't miss it at all. It missed us.
Right.
It went south of here.
That's fortunate.
For me it is.
Yes.
I'm thrilled.
Absolutely.
Once it went the right way.
Okay, I guess we might as well get started. This is Advanced Lifestyle support call. And the purpose of the call is to support, accountability, and education for creating and maintaining habits for a healthy lifestyle. Anybody want to talk about their points at this stage of the game? I'm devastated because I was a little slow in, or I don't know whether it's the weather that's holding up my shipment of vital balance, but it isn't going to be here till Friday, so I'm feeling very miserable about that.
What day did you place your order?
Monday.
That's what when I do it on Monday, mine comes on Friday.
Wow, I see. I'm used to having mine through the mail.
Oh, okay.
Service, and it comes much faster.
Right.
But
it works that way for me.
Yeah. So I wasn't anticipating it taking this long.
Okay. UPS, it's 6 days, so Monday can, the first time I was on a Monday, I wasn't sure if it was going to get here Friday or the following Monday, but it is Friday, so that's...
Yeah, when I went in and checked the tracking, they said it was originally scheduled for Monday, but they'll have it here on Friday.
And is that through the post office or UPS?
UPS. So, anybody have any thoughts or concerns?
I just looked on the canisters, and it's interesting how people have been saying that this is much less expensive than the last body balance. And then I realized the last body balance was for 3 scoops. This one is for 2. Although none of us, I don't think, was using 3 scoops of the other one.
That's interesting. It's been a long time I had the old body balance. And I know I never used 3 with that, but I'm to the point right now that I don't even remember the fact that it said 3.
Yeah, I still am using it because Marty has not converted, and I use it in his oatmeal.
Yeah.
So I ordered it again. But yeah, and it says, since it's 3 scoops, that there are only 15 servings a canister. not using scoops, obviously, to get more servings.
Right. Yes, I did. I did know that the number of servings had increased with this, with the
right.
new Vital Balance.
Uh huh.
So that's good.
Sure.
Jeannie
has arrived.
Hello, Jeannie.
Good morning, Betty. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
Well, I wondered if anyone had been on Rick Murphy's call on Monday night for his their new project that's coming up.
Are you not on mute? I don't know if that's where the noise is coming from or not.
Yeah, I don't either. But
I was not. I apologize.
That's okay. I'm not sure if it was you or not.
Loretta
has arrived.
I did record it and put it on the allthewhole.org and the Freedom Night link.
Oh, that's great. That's great, because there's so much on there that I think we can kind of pull into what we're doing here. Because it has a form already set up where you can do your measurements and have how you feel and the things you're striving to do, like you want to increase the tone and strength of your body, decrease body fat, gain muscle mass, raise cardio stamina, improve flexibility, boost energy, and these are just things that you you register between 1 and 6 as far as how you feel, how important they are to you.
But, is he doing this in relation to Vital Balance or just in general?
This is in relation to Vital Balance.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's really easy to get to if you just go into Pathfinder, and there's a little picture on the left, a small picture that says 0 to 60 project, and under it says shift, accelerate, and transform. So it's there to click on, and when you bring it up, it has a pledge form. And through the 6-day cycle form, which gives 2 weeks for that you just fill in the blanks kind of thing. And it has the Kinzen Vital Balance replaced for 1 or 2 meals. It has the PyMag water. It has a little space for Greenzymes and Siaga, whether you take that each day or, you know, put in there day one that you did have it. It has a little space for nutritional support. It has a space for rest. And it says 8 hours plus of sleep on a standard bed or 6 hours of vital sleep system. Has a little spot for exercise. It has a spot for comfort and energy support, which would be whether you're using the Vital Day Pack, and passive support that would be the Vital Environment Pack. So, and on the bottom it gives what's in the different packs, the Vital Day Pack, the Environmental Pack, and the Sleep System. So it kind of pulls in everything we were talking about, just that the Vital Balance is not the only part of the wellness presentation that we have for people. So I thought that it just struck on everything we've talked about ourselves before, and so why not utilize what's already been set up for us?
And if for nothing else, if he's got a diagram there to to do your measurements, that's worth checking it out in the first place.
Right. Well, that's, you know, it's just a small spot. It says who I am, where I am now, and that's for measurement, where I am in 60 days. But where I think the thing is that, you know, as detailed as you want to get, turn it over to the blank side of the sheet that you print out and write your measurements on it. It still gives the reminder there that this is what we need to do.
What I have, and I know that I have faxed it to a couple of people over the years, and this goes way back to, I don't even remember where I got it, but it's a picture of a person, and it marks, there are probably like 10 spots on it that you measure. And then there, underneath it is squares with the number of spots to be marked, and above the top, the dates that you do it, so that you have an actual graph.
Mary has arrived.
I've been doing this since the 70s. That's how long. I mean, I've...
Has arrived.
There, I have measurements that go back that far, and it's just very interesting to see. I remember when the cardio strides came out, and I was wearing them, you know, a lot. And I was wearing them even for when I took my walk. My thighs were smaller after the cardio strides at a higher weight than they were years ago at a lower weight. Oh, the cardio strides, they helped trim my thighs.
And changed your body shape.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I love the way this chart is set up. If you can find a picture of a person or draw one and then just mark. I start from the neck and it goes down the upper arm, the forearm, the wrist, the chest, the waist, the hips, the thigh, the knee, the calf, and the ankle, and then the weight. And it's just a great chart to keep your information on.
Right, absolutely. It sounds like it. Yeah, so, wow, if we incorporated that information in with the other things we have, like the 0 to 60 project information,
yeah,
that would give a great picture.
Yeah, I don't have a scanner, but I could fax it to somebody if they wanted to scan it into the information that has gone down or is going down.
One of the things that I have on the lifestylesupport.org site is a measurement chart that's Excel based.
Yeah.
And you can either print it out and just use it without the computer, or if you can use it with the computer and it does all the calculations for you.
Oh my goodness.
Now this has no calculations on it. It just is a chart showing what the measurements are. Calculating on yours, Steve.
What's that?
What are you calculating?
Oh, it's been so many. It's been 6 years ago since I put it. 7 years ago since I put it together. I don't remember. But it's a lot of the same places you did, Martha. Martha Sirigiri.
Uh-huh.
She contacted me a couple of days ago, and I'm going to unlock it for her so she can add two more columns. So one for the a couple more in the arm area that I don't have on there.
Mm.
But she wanted on there, so she or I will update it in the next few days. She was wanting it over the weekend, and I just didn't stretch that far. I was working on the blog, so.
Is that lifestylesupport.org?
Yeah, lifestylesupport.org. That's basically where you go when you click on the allswell.org link to the lifestyle calls. That's where it takes you.
Steve, this is Mary Lou.
Yeah.
Good morning. I need
Good
to
morning.
Ask, I'm having trouble getting back in to these websites, and I don't know what I'm doing, because if there's something that has to be capitalized or not, I tried to get back in to listen to some of the calls that I couldn't do for, that y'all do on Saturday. And sometime, is that abbreviated SAT, Saturday,
no.
Or you spell out Saturday? I did it kind of both ways, and I'm having a lot of trouble getting in. So tell me how I should be doing it correctly.
Yes, just SaturdayAMLive.com.
Well, I get all kinds of...
No spaces, all together.
Saturday, A-M, and A and M can be, is it capitalized or just small?
Everything's small.
Okay, SaturdayAMLive.com.
Right, and you don't have to, with any of my sites, you don't have to do the www in front of them.
Okay.
If you do the
and the same way would be on this lifestylesupport.org?
Right, yeah, lifestylesupport.org.
Okay, no capitals, just type it in. All right, and no WWs. Okay, I'm just having trouble, and I used to could get in there, and I thought, I'm doing something wrong. And then a lot of times, you know, the when it's writing out in an email, it, SAT is abbreviated. So I thought, well, maybe it's that way. And I tried that way, and I got all different kinds of things, even listening from Nickin and different stuff, but I couldn't get in. So this helps me then. But primarily to get to yours, it's just all is well.
No, no. No I in there. It's ALLSWELL.org.
WELLS?
No, just ALLSWELL.
Okay. Alrighty, I put an extra, I was putting IN in there, so that's why I couldn't. Alright.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just sort of try to make it as simple as I can.
Yes, that's great.
And then I use the allthewell.org as my portal to my life because all the links to everything are there. The new lifestyle blog is there. The Saturday AM Live was there twice. The old health style calls are there. So the Bruce new calls are there. Everything's there.
Okay. All righty. I'll work on that again. Thank you. Glad you were on.
Yes.
Steve, do you have anything on there that will take someone to Roger Drummond's call about the vital balance?
You can get to that by clicking on the link for, give me a second here. Try to get out of me, Ken.
I've tried YouTube, but I can't. One time I found it, but I've never been able to find it again.
Okay, well, if you go to, on allthewell.org, down in the, video, the audio video resource library, down towards the bottom.
Audio video library?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's the call of a leader. And that's
call of a leader?
Call of a leader link.
Call
and that takes you to all of,
OUT, you're saying. Call out a leader?
Yeah, call of a leader link. And that'll take you to the, all the podcasts that Dave Johnson has up.
Okay, did you say call out or call of?
Call of a leader.
Of a leader.
Steve, this is Monty. Say it's also in your, on your Saturday AM Live link underneath the stream March 2nd, 2013. There's a link there to Our Shake is Better Than Your Shake and How Sugar Affects Your Life by Roger Drummer. All they gotta do is click on your link you have there and they'll go directly to it.
You are correct. I forgot about that one.
And that's on that one of yours? Allswell.org?
Yes.
Okay. Try again.
That's my portal page. That's where everything goes out to from that page.
Okay. Thank you. You're doing a great job. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Steve. You do have everything we need, really.
I don't know how you do it, but we thank you.
Okay, anybody else have any questions, any thoughts?
Betty, I was going to say if you can take the time, if you didn't hear the Pathfinder call, that was a great one of the guys, Jeremy, on there did a great explanation of our shake and the different
yes.
components of it. It was really good. So,
where was that, Jeremy?
That's the Pathfinder call from Monday night.
Yeah.
Who records it?
Oh.
It's on the Pathfinder page.
Okay.
Steve, did you have it? Steve has a link on there, too.
Well, Rick has it. I've never found it on his Pathfinder page, but I record it and I put it up under the Freedom link, Freedom Night link on my Oswell.
Good.
But that's
yeah. If
that's
you just go to Pathfinders.biz, it's on the home page at the bottom. You can click on there,
okay.
And it'll be recorded.
Pathfinder.biz.
I used to know his page by
yeah.
heart, and then he started changing it and changing the layout, and I haven't concentrated on enough to find everything again.
Yeah, he put it on the homepage. I was just looking a while ago.
Well,
so, but if you have it, then it'll be great just to go right to your site and pick it up from there.
Yeah, but does he have it on the video?
It's it should be up now.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
I only have the audio of it up. I actually
okay.
recorded it with video, but I bought a new software package last week so I can capture it, but I don't have any way to edit it yet, so they haven't bought that yet, so it's, but at least I can look at it myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to listen to it would be great, too, just the information that's in it.
Absolutely, because
what
it is loaded.
What is Pathfinder?
Pathfinder.biz.
So what is Pathfinder?
That's Rick Murphy's site.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's the one that kicked in, Betty was talking about the 0-60 project.
Yeah.
The sheet. So they just introduced that Monday night. And it's on his home page, pathfinders.biz.
And Thursday night will be the first get together, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
Is that what I understand correctly?
Yeah, tomorrow night, I believe it's 8 Central.
Yeah. Yeah, so it wouldn't hurt for anybody who can hop on there to do so.
No, I'm sorry, can you tell me when that is?
It is. I'm looking right now. If you go on pathfinders.biz on the homepage, it says, let me see right here. Alrighty.
Is it B-I-Z? Biz?
Uh-huh, B-I-Z.
B-I-Z?
He doesn't have the Thursday call on there, though.
Yes.
Is it there?
It's Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Thursday at 8 o'clock Central?
Yes, Central Time.
Thank you.
So now I need them.
Do you need the number and the PIN number to get in there?
Yes, the phone number is 805. I believe it's the same phone number as the call. I just want to make sure first.
You're right.
Thanks. Yeah. 805-399-1200.
So that'd be 9 o'clock Eastern, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It will.
And then the PIN, 954-541. Yeah, it's on that homepage.
954, what's the rest of it?
541.
541. Thank you.
954-541. Yeah.
954-951.
No, 954-541.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Betty, go ahead. Picking up your whole call. Sorry.
No problem. There's questions about it that need to be answered, so that's terrific. So, yeah, like I said, if we can use some of that in with what we're doing, it's nothing but a plus. So I liked, I think the first thing that they have is they have shift, accelerate, and transform. And the first is to shift your mindset. Life is a road, your body's a vehicle, and your mind is driving. Changing your path requires an all-inclusive, whole, and total perspective. No single part or system is more important than the whole. Habits, proper maintenance, and conditions determine the speed, distance, and quality of your adventure. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Now shift gears and hit the gas. I thought that is absolutely right on. What we're doing begins with the mindset and goes from there.
Yes, it does.
So the other thing that I wanted to mention before we leave is anybody, did anybody see anything on the news as far as the Aztec diet by Bob Arnault, or Note, Arnault, however he pronounced his name?
No.
It was on Good Morning America, so you can go to goodmorningamerica.com and look at it. And it just focuses on the chia seed.
Hello?
Yes.
So that's all you...
Loretta?
Has left the conference.
So it has some recipes. If you go to goodmorningamerica.com, they have some of the recipes that he talked about, and also the video of him in the morning for Good Morning America. So if you have any interest in that, that's where to go to hear about it, see it.
I think the Aztecs are the ones who discovered chia all those years ago.
Absolutely did, yes. Yes, so just an interesting little tidbit.
Did anyone find that Time magazine with the article in it?
I haven't been out to look yet.
I started reading the article. Well, you can download it online.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was shocked that I could. The print is very small, but I started reading it yesterday. It's just mind-boggling.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can send that information down about how to find it?
I just went to TimeMagazine.com and just looked around. I don't remember exactly, but I looked around for it. And I put in the search thing, I put the title of the article. That's what I did. And believe me, Steve, if I found it, you will have no trouble finding it.
Yeah, but what's the article? I've missed that. I'm sorry.
Let me get the title for you again. Bitter Pill, Why Medical Bills Are Killing Us. And there was one place where they brought up just all of the covers, and it was right there. But clicking into the cover didn't take me any place near the article, so I just kept typing in the search where they have the, you know, their search thing for Time, the title of the article, and it did get it, and it printed up 28 pages.
Wow.
When you say bitter pill, our medical bills are killing us?
Why medical bills are killing us.
Why? Okay, thank you.
Hmm? Bitter pill, like something that tastes horrible.
Yeah, those bills do.
Yeah. Well, this is a big one to swallow. When you start reading, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, and it must be in 28 pages.
Yeah. Apparently, Time magazine does not take up more than a couple of pages for most articles, because I watched the Jon Stewart video, had the author on, and Monday, I told you my Tai Chi teacher talked about it, and I rarely open my Marty's cousin's emails the day that they come. And, you know, and most of them, 95% of them, I'll open and then immediately delete because it's a link to something that I don't want to go and spend the time watching or listening. For some reason, this one said, open me. And I think he said on it something about, you got to see this or something. Anyway, I opened it, and there were the three portions of the John Stewart interview. And it went from one to the next. And it was just interesting hearing him interview the author. And he said there, this is so unusual for the magazine to give, I think it's like 35 pages in the magazine.
Wow.
I know. It was quite an eye-opener just to hear the interview.
I'm sure.
And I can send that down if you guys want it, if you want to watch. And they're like less than 10 minutes each, so I don't even think it was that. No, it was less than that even. And if you wait after watching the first one, it will continue on to the next two. You don't have to do each link.
Yeah, okay, that would be good.
Yeah, I will send that down.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome. But it's just, you know, they charge, I forget, let me see, they can pull it up. Just for a small piece of gauze, they charge for a gauze pad $77.
Oh, wow.
For a box of four. Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing.
That's disgusting.
Well, and the interesting thing that my teacher brought up, or maybe they brought it up on the video, it's not the doctors and nurses who are making all this money. It's the hospital administrators who are pulling in over $1 million a year.
You bet.
I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't either.
Yeah,
and these are nonprofit hospitals. Very, very eye-opening. Whether it will have any effect on medical care, I don't know, but we wonder why we're spending so much.
Right.
One of the reasons, anyway.
Absolutely. Well, we're a little bit past our time. Anybody have any closing thoughts, questions, ideas, whatever, before we sign off?
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and stay warm and cozy.
Thanks, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You're
good. To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.